I called the regular meeting of the Oceana Community Service District Board of Directors meeting for Wednesday, April 12th, 2017 to order. Roll call, please.
Director Bernay.
Here.
Director Angelo. Director Colwell.
Here.
Vice President Austin.
Here.
President White.
Here. Okay, want to stand for the flag salute?
Ready, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Agenda review. We see any changes or modifications on the agenda for this evening? Ms. Cassiola, nothing?
No.
Okay. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries 5-0.
4.
4-0, excuse me.
1 upstairs.
4-0. Oh, yeah. We move on to closed session. Jeff Minnery, would
public
you like
comment
to...
for closed session items?
Oh, I was going to have you announce it first and then call public comment.
Oh, okay. Following public comment, the board will adjourn to closed session pursuant to Government Code 54957.6. This is conference with labor negotiators. The agency designated representative is the general manager and legal counsel. Employee organizations is the Service Employees International Union 620.
I'll now call for any public comment. I don't see anybody coming forward, so we'll move on into closed session. Okay. Back to order at 6 o'clock. Could we have a report out of closed session, please?
The report out of closed session is no reportable action and direction given to legal counsel and staff.
Okay. And before we proceed any further, I would like to ask if we could have a moment of silence. Barbara Mann passed last night. She was president of this board. She served on this board for 12 years. She was on LAFCO, an advisory committee, and involved in almost everything in Oceano. And 2 years ago, she moved to Indiana to be with her family. So can I have a moment of silence, please? Thank you. Public comment on items not on the agenda? Ms. Price?
Patricia Price. I'm not sure if this is on the agenda.
Could
the microphone go?
No.
There you go.
Okay. I wanted to speak about the South Sand District meeting last Wednesday, and I don't know if there's going to be a report given or if I should wait. If it's not on the agenda, I'll speak very briefly.
You can just go ahead and do it now.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. In 2015, the South Sand Board hired Carl Knudsen to do a forensic audit of past practices at the district. And he gave the report. It resulted in the arrest and arraignment of John Wallace. He put down some practices for the future that would help the South Sand District run more smoothly. What he says is the plant superintendent has an important role in management and reports to and advises both the board and the administrator and is jointly responsible with the administrator in running the plant. Directors include one representative from each of the member agencies. The board of directors makes policy decisions with the advice from district staff and district administrator. The daily district management of the wastewater treatment plant and collection system is carried by the plant superintendent. The plant superintendent reports directly to the district administrator and the district board of directors. The plant superintendent and district administrator are jointly responsible for the implementation of the SSMP. Plant superintendent is also the designated staff member who is responsible for all wastewater collection operations, and it is his operator's license that is legally required in order to operate the Oceana Wastewater Plant. The new administrator has failed to recognize the role of the superintendent and instead has done his best. This is my thing. The new administrator has failed to recognize this role of the superintendent. Instead, he's done his best to make communication difficult or impossible for the staff to speak out on issues that concern them. During the meeting, there was a lot of public comment, some of it very eloquent, some of it not so eloquent, heartfelt, all of it, though. One of the things, is my time up?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So please conclude.
Okay, I'll conclude. I want to encourage people to come to the next South Sand meeting. It's April 19th. At 6 o'clock. It meets in Grover Beach at the City Hall on 8th Street. I think it'll be a very interesting meeting.
Thank you.
And I just would urge the public to get engaged.
Thank you.
In their civic responsibility.
Thank you.
Shirley Gibson, Halcyon. I want to say rest in peace, Barbara Mann. She's a very, very, very smart person. And she did a lot for this whole area. So what I wanted to talk about tonight was the sanitation district. And I had an issue with Director Brunet speaking there. He presented himself as speaking as a member of the public, which is allowable. And I serve on an advisory committee for the city of Arroyo Grande. And so sometimes I do make comments at other groups' meetings and announce myself, but I always stick to policy issues. Either I support this issue and I want it to pass, or I don't support. But I stick to issues. I don't get into how another group might proceed with their agenda and their policy. So I think there's a line that was crossed to me when Mr. Brunet, or Director Brunet, was advising the board that the, what did he say, 12 months of tenure, there's a causation of his leadership. And he had a list of things about the union and people laid off and grievances. But I think if you had a problem, the best thing to do would be to start with your own board. I think you kind of disrespect your own board when you take it to another agency. And so I wonder, did you try to agendize that and present that for public comment and for your board to discuss? And I think it also shows disrespect to the sanitation district. Director Austin was appointed to be the representative, and I think there's a line you cross because you were essentially advising the release of the general manager, and then you said you were interviewing the two employees that were placed on administrative leave. Why would that be your responsibility to get involved in that? I think that job belongs to the sanitary district. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Hello, I am Terry Clare, an Oceano resident. First of all, I would like to congratulate your board. We are lucky to have people who have such a long and dedicated relationship with Oceano. I know you love this community. I was proud to have some of your campaign signs in my yard, and I am really happy that you won. I come here today because you are my local voice. You are my local board, and I come to you first. I noticed that you have 5 council members for Oceano to represent a population of 7,200 citizens. Grover Beach has 5 members to represent 13,400 members. And Arroyo Grande has 5 members to represent over 17,000 citizens. I have a major concern that the South County Sanitation District has only 3 members to represent over 38,000 ratepayers. With only 3 members, it seems that if 2 members were polarized to opposite sides of an issue, that would leave only 1 member in the middle, making a choice that would directly affect over 38,000 residents of all 3 cities. That would be a very, very difficult position to be in. According to a citizen's guide to special districts in California, and I quote, most districts have 5 member governing boards. Our sanitation board is having serious personnel and financial issues. And there are rumors that rates may even go up higher in the near future. Oceano residents have been having neighborhood meetings, and we feel strongly it would be in the best interest of the entire SAN district to look into adding 2 more members to the board, thus making a majority of at least 3 people necessary to make these crucial decisions. The neighborhood groups have asked me to come before you and present our concerns and our request. We would be happy to do research, circulate positions, or work together with you as a team to bring this change about. There must be some way to make the board, the SAN board, more balanced. They do make decisions for over 38,000 of us. Because we are your Oceano community, we came to you first. We urge you to please put this request on an agenda for future public discussion. We are extremely excited about a new board, and we are looking forward to getting more involved than ever before and working closely with you for what is best for all of us who are raising our family and enjoying our lives in this amazingly beautiful community of Oceano. Let's all work together as one team. Thank you.
Would you like to answer that, Mr. Minery?
Yes, President White, members of the board. I will let you know that the formation documents for the sanitation district clearly outline the membership of that board, which is the mayors of Grover and Arroyo Grande and 1 member of your board. To the extent that there is community support for amending those formation documents to allowing a larger board or a different formation of how that board looks, that would be something that would be appropriate to bring before the sanitation district, but not necessarily your board at this time. I think it has to start there.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, isn't that something that the California State Legislature has to take up? Doesn't it have to go clear to the state?
Well, I think that based on the formation documents, could that be amended to make a larger board? Yes, that could. But we have to keep in mind that there's three member agencies, and so there's with three member agencies and there's a representative, one representative for each agency, that creates a certain level of balance. So to the extent that there's five, well, where do those other two come from? So again, that's not something for your board.
We couldn't take it up either.
Yeah.
It is my understanding that originally a member of the Board of Supervisors was also on that sanitation board, and that was amended. So it's nothing that I don't believe we could legally take up. Anyway, thank you. Next, is anyone else? Seeing no one else come forward, I'll move on with the agenda then. Special presentations and reports. Mr. Marciano.
Good evening, Board. Tony Marciano. All right, give you an update on Lopez. It's currently at 61.2% full, which is 30,227 acre feet. We had no SSOs for the month of March. Year-to-date water deliveries for Oceano is 106 acre feet. Year-to-date we've pumped is only 0.33 acre feet. Last month we were delivered 37.44 acre feet. Just give you an idea of our water production. All right, last few weeks we've had samples. We've had 16 work orders, 14 USAs, 13 customer service calls. We had 4 after-hours call-outs. And one of the after-hours call-outs was a PSI issue, and somebody had turned the angle stop almost all the way off. So it was a flow issue, not a pressure issue. We had a leak at the co-housing, and once the operator responded, it was on the homeowner's side. The other call-out was to unlock after we had lock-offs. We had 5 unlocks after hours. And the last call-out was for a backyard that was flooding. It was actually an irrigation line on a timer, and the resident was a renter and had no idea that it was on a timer. So we're currently still locating all the cleanouts, and 2 of the 3 routes are complete, and the 3rd route is halfway done, so we're almost there. We had to repair the Waukesha Boosters leads, clean the lift station, door hangers, we had lock-offs, we had a camera lateral on Pike to take ownership of it. It was a remodel. Currently we did some prep work on top of our tanks. They are starting to rust a little bit, and it was during the sanitary survey that it was addressed by the Department of Drinking Water. And a few other findings that they found during that sanitary survey was we had some added sampling we got to do and some reduced sampling we got to do depending on pumping. So if we're not utilizing our wells, we don't have to sample them like we have in the past. If we do, there's some added monitoring. Another thing, we have to do some corrections to our CCR. There was a few little mistakes in there that I will get it taken care of by sending it to the Division of Drinking Water to get an approval beforehand. Basically, I explained, you know, salt instead of something else. There was, you know, little errors on my part. So I'll get that taken care of. And I have to update the emergency notification plan because the last one they had was 2013. All right, we had a water break at the county parks also that was on our side. We had meter reads, high and lows after meter reads, leak detection or leak notifications. We replaced quite a few meters after this past meter read, concreted some more meters in the alleyway in the boxes. We started some valve turning. We started some sewer cleaning also, weed eating of the yard due to all the rain. We had some preventive maintenance we had to do on the jetter. That pretty much covers everything for the last few weeks. You got any questions?
No, you've been busy.
We are.
Questions?
None.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief Lieberman is not here tonight, and I will give a report. The new fire truck should be, it's in Southern California, and it should be here by Monday or Tuesday for its final run and final repairs and final tune-ups. And the Five Cities Fire Authority and the Friends of the Five Cities Fire Authority are planning a dedication program on the 27th of this month at Fire Station 1 in Arroyo Grande. So, and it'll then be put online. So we will be retiring, oh, I think it's a 22-year-old fire truck. It's either Grover or Oceano's. I can't remember which one. I mean, it's. I think it was the one that came used from somewhere else. And we'll have a brand new fire department fire truck. And then a year from now, a second fire truck will be arriving identical to the first. So we will then really be ready to answer the 75%+ of our calls, which are medical. Thank you. I might say the general manager is not here, and I don't see Commander McDonald, because he probably thinks we start at 6:30. Anyway, so we move on to Board of Directors and Outside Committee reports. Start with Director Angelo.
I don't have any reports at this time.
Director Benet.
I do. I have a couple, actually, tonight. So on Thursday, March 16th, was the Zone 3 Advisory Committee meeting, and this was my second meeting there. So to kind of go over some of the highlights, Tony updated us with where the Lopez Lake is currently at 61%, which was higher than it was then, so that's good. They discussed a little bit of like climate updates and things like that. So obviously, with getting into spring, things are going to get a little drier, and that's I guess understandable. So, items of note: they presented the second quarter fiscal year 2016-2017 budget status. Overall, everything was good. There were a couple of funds that were lower, and one was the capital outlay, and that was due to a pH suppressor and scaling control project that has not been undertaken yet, so no dollars have been spent. And non-routine O&M is under due to replacement of membrane strainers, and this is all at the water plant up at Lopez. And that those costs are going to be coming in the third and fourth quarter, so that's why that fund was running under. And let's see. We also discussed the Low Reservoir Response Plan, the LRP, and as we've kind of talked about it going above 20,000 acre feet, that was really the highest signal of going into the LRP, and so now the Board of Supervisors is able to take action to pull our county out of the LRP or our area out of it. So we had a lot of discussion at our committee, and overall I thought it was really positive because each of the agencies all voiced that, you know, while we had great rainfall this year, we have no idea, you know, really next year, 2 years, 3 years down the line, if things are going to get dry again, could get just as bad as it was. So our recommendation, and just to clarify too, I had not been confirmed yet, so I wasn't able to vote, but I will be going forward, so... but the committee did go ahead and vote to make that recommendation to the Board of Supervisors to keep the LRP for right now. So, also we had a declaration of surplus water, and that's contractual. It's not necessarily water that's in the lake, but it was 2,921 acre feet. And so that's all based on all the contracts within the agencies that was the surplus. So that was voted on to recommend to the board. And lastly was the 2017-2018 budget, which I talked about the last time that I went to the committee meeting, and I think in talking with Paavo, with Mr. Ogren, that we're going to do a little bit more of a detailed analysis coming up at our meeting. But nothing had really changed. It's running right now at a total increase of 2.7%, but for Oceano, it's only 1.8%. So with our CPI increases for Oceano, that is 2% that will be coming up for our water rates, it's going to cover that no problem. So there's not going to be an issue that we're going to have. And some of the future agenda items that are going to be coming up is funding, groundwater modeling, cloud seeding, contract renegotiation discussions as well. And the next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, May 18th, and that's 6:30 at City of Pismo Beach. And so I also got to attend the Integrated Regional Water Management and Regional Water Management Group. Luckily, I had Mr. Colwell attend the first one because I had some family challenges at the time with a sick child. But so this was my first time. Really, actually, I found to be a really nice meeting because it's kind of a forum setting and a bunch of agencies and organizations and groups come from all across the county to talk about really water and challenges that we all have. Specifically two projects that we all have. So the program manager, Mladen, he went through some of the Prop 84 grants, Prop 1 grants, none of which right now Oceano has ongoing right this second. But the good news is May 12th, so now until May 12th, the application is opened up for any new projects. And in talking with Mr. Ogren, one of the things that's been identified is a 2-inch, and Tony, let me know if I'm speaking out of turn or wrong here, a 2-inch galvanized pipe that's on Front Street and Highway 1. And so it doesn't really get much, it's old, and it doesn't get circulation for the water. And so the water quality is not good. So that's something that we'll be able to look into applying for. To submit the application to go through the solicitation process. We also kind of broke out into groups. Oh, also for May 12th, too, is updates on any projects that we do have, and we have 7 identified right now that have already been applied for in the past, just to get any status updates. So Mr. Ogren as well is going to be going through that. And we did. We broke out into, like, the South County broke out and started kind of discussing things, so I got to talk with Napomo and Avila and some of the challenges that they have with water and the projects that they're going through and share with Oceano, too. So I thought it was a really good, you know, forum for people to really get together and to see just how many challenges that we all have, you know, in this county, and that we're taking steps to make those improvements. So it was a very positive meeting. The next meeting for that will be Wednesday, June 7th. And that's in the morning from 10 to 12, and that's at the County Library Community Room. So other than that, that is what I have.
Thank you. Thank you. Director Colwell, any more water reports?
We did. I attended the RAC committee. That's the WRAC, which is the Water Resources Advisory Committee. And that committee has been organized to advise the County Board of Supervisors on water issues. I was not very pleased with some of the recent actions of our County Board of Supervisors. In their meetings of March 7 and April 4, they voted to organize and pay for the groundwater sustainability agencies for all communities within San Luis County, which had not formed their own agency. Here in Oceana, we act as the agency in this regard, which is mandated by state law. this RAC committee is a large committee. I don't know for sure, but maybe 35, 40 people, representatives of all of the communities in San Luis County. Our chairman, wrote a letter to the County Board of Supervisors asking that they please delay additional action on this GSA formation for the agent, for the communities that did not have an agency within the county. The Board of Supervisors entirely ignored that input from our committee chairman. The day before our meeting, the County Board of Supervisors, as most of us know, voted to pay for all of these agencies throughout the county. It seemed to me that that act punished those of us who formed our groundwater sustainability agency and were paying for the organization of it and all. And it rewarded those communities that did not do that. And I don't think that's a responsible action by the County Board of Supervisors. I hope I don't get in trouble for this. My input at the committee meeting was when I proposed what I called a radical idea. I suggested the committee, following some discussion, authorize our chairman to write a letter to the County Board of Supervisors resigning the entire committee because the supervisors ignored us anyway. Well, it went over it like a lead balloon. In any event, there's a lot of other issues that are coming up within this committee right now. They have to decide if they're going to get representatives on the committee from each of these new groundwater agencies that are going to be formed by the county. A lot of things like that. I'm not going to go into detail on them. It might be worth our consideration down the road when we know more about what's going on. So I'll yield the floor to our Madam President.
Thank you. And I will add that I attended that Board of Supervisors meeting where those decisions were made, representing this board, which had met in legally noticed special meeting 3 or 4 days. What was Thursday before that? I can't remember what date it was.
March 30, I believe.
Thank you. March 30. And we had prepared two letters, which were forwarded to the board. And I read parts of those letters and reinforced the decisions of this board. And I don't even think they listened to me. I mean, that was my feeling. So I did attend that meeting, which went from 1:30 until 7 o'clock without a dinner break. Anyway, and the other thing I attended was the South County Homeless Task Force had a kind of a planning meeting on April 6th. They continue to be desperate to find, at this point, warming centers or any place where they can conduct programs for the homeless. There is still nothing, and they continue to seek. They also are planning a fall, they call it MASH event. It's a one-day homeless services event. It's going to be early in August, and it's going to be at the South County Regional Center from, I think, 10 to 2, and they provide all kinds of help and everything from clothes and showers and haircuts to medical checks and counseling. So that's tentatively set for early in August. Other than that, they continue, like I say, they're pressing. They said anybody who's got any ideas about where they can set up warming centers or any kind of shelter for the homeless could call the group. It's the South County Homeless Task Force and the Five Cities Homeless Coalition. Anyway, and that was mine and Vice President Austin. Almost said Guyton.
Well, I attended the Sanitation District meeting last week, and the board approved two projects and reapproved or talked about another one. We approved the proposal to clean the primary digester tank number one, and that was proposal not to exceed $380,000. So I think we're putting out a request for a proposal for that project, and it was unanimously approved to go ahead and get that done. It was time for it to be done. And the Cherry Avenue Sewer Bridge project is moving on ahead. We see the permits, and so it may be done in the late summer or next fall. And we also approved a crane for the truck, the crane boom that was due to the location of the plant, the weather, it was unsafe. So we approved the purchase of a crane for the flatbed truck. And other things, the grit removal system that was completed in January is operational, complete, working great. Everything else is going okay there. So that's it for the sanitation district. And the Oceana, can I give another?
Yeah.
The Oceana Advisory Council will be meeting on the 17th next Monday here in this room at 4 o'clock. So if anyone's interested in coming to the advisory, we are looking for members. So if anyone's interested in becoming a member, come to the meeting Monday the 17th at 4 o'clock.
Okay. Anything else? No. We got it covered. Okay. I call for public comment on special presentations and reports.
Madam President, can I make a couple comments?
Yeah.
Before, first, I wanted to say that regarding the Ms. Austin's Vice President Austin's update, I want to first acknowledge Ms. Gibson's comments from before, and say number one that I fully respect and admire you, Vice President Austin, serving on that district. I think that I will make a formal request later for future agenda items that maybe it's something that we can bring forward and just to talk about, just to be able to have an open discussion about it. But I wanted to say that. So
that's it. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. Public comment on special presentations and reports.
So I'm John Cummins. I live in Oceano. I had a question about, you guys were talking about the water and the drought condition, and you hear in the news that we've been cleared from a drought or whatever. And I know that on my bill, it talks about drought and post-drought. And in post-drought, I think our bill would be a little bit less. So I wanted to know, is that the circumstance right now? Are we in post-drought? And will there be a result? Because I know we're going to have an increase this year. It was planned increase. But I also know that in a drought, when the drought was over, apparently our bills would be a few cents less. So are we in that area right now? Have we been declared out of drought, and as a result, are we going to be paying a little bit less on our water bill?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
I heard the governor declared California.
Right.
Have we been officially in this county yet?
I think if we go back on the policy and the ordinance, we have a while to act on that after the drought is, and I'm not...
That's correct, and I think Mr. Ogren probably is more familiar. My memory's faded a little bit. It's been a couple years, but I do know that there's triggering events, one of which was the governor saying we are no longer in a state of emergency. But I think to the extent your board wants to take action, there is a sunsetting clause in that last rate increase based on change of conditions. So.
Yeah. And maybe we could take a note, please, and bring that up again. Thank you. Anyone else? Public comments on special presentation and reports? Okay. Moving on to consent agenda items. I wonder if we need to pull the fireworks permit notices up outside that, just so we can make a public announcement on that, or just...
You can certainly make an announcement as you want. As long as there's not any significant discussion needed on the item, you can certainly make any comments or ask any clarifications that you'd like. Okay. And it can still remain on consent.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I have to call for public comment. next on consent item, agenda items. It's a good thing I have an agenda. Mm-hmm. Any public comments on our consent agenda items that includes fireworks permit processes? Seeing no one come forward, anybody on the board have any questions, comments?
Nothing for me.
Okay, I just want to announce, let me find it so I can actually read it correctly. Sorry, I wasn't prepared.
I think you're looking at page 32 of 142.
Yeah.
That helps.
The application process is open as of today, and the deadline is May 15th for fireworks booths. And I believe, according to our policy, we reserve the applications from succeeding years for those vendors that completed all district rules and regulations. And last year, those were Open Door Preschool, Five Cities Area Fraternal Order of Eagles, Church of God of the Prophecy, and the Anchor of Faith Apostolic Church. Mm-hmm. So I think the way it works is they may come forward first, and there is a limit on the number of fireworks stands that are allowed in Oceano. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Oh, do we have action on the consent agenda? Call for a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the items on the consent agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Moving on to business items. Public comment on our business items. That would be 8, that would be 9, A, B, and C. Yes.
I noticed on your agenda that you're upgrading your website. Is that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I believe you're using the same webmaster, and I don't know the terms for this, but I believe you're using the same webmaster that worked on the sanitation district's site. And during that upgrade, all of the audio tapes of meetings going back to 2010 were deleted. And there has been quite an uproar about that. The public doesn't like it at all. Huebner said, Huebner, who has admitted knowing Wallace prior to his hiring city staffers, failed to migrate the tapes over to the new site. And in response to a request at that meeting from Mayor Jim Hill to hire an independent tech to recover the audio tapes. And Mr. Huebner said he'll get a letter from the webmaster noting that the tapes can't be recovered. Now, I don't know a lot about the internet, and I don't know a lot about tapes. I've been asking that they be put into the other things that are available on the website ever since they showed up not there. I'm sure that I've asked at least 4 times and been told it would be done. It would be done. Has it been done? So I would just say, please be aware that some of your information might not get transferred, and just take note, because missing tapes don't work for the public.
Okay. What years were those tapes that you were
going
missing?
Back to 2010, they're audio tapes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Question. Yeah.
I was going to cover that in the budget update, but we received a quote for about $12,000 to get all the data migrated over, and we got a little bit less of a quote if we just kept our old site running and had the new one as well, and we could link our old site onto our new website, and it was going to save us money.
Do we have our audio tapes online? I don't believe we do.
I don't think we do.
Yeah, we just have the videos through AGP. We do not have audio tapes.
Right.
We do not. I don't believe there is a mandatory requirement for audio tapes at all.
Okay. Ours were audio tapes. We just went to the video as the last few years. Maybe two and a half, three years. Those are, you can get those at Slow Span. You know, right. I've been requesting a link from the South Sand site. So
yeah.
We go to them more easily. It's the audio tapes that have just, they've just disappeared.
Yeah.
So I was just going to say, please, you know, be aware that things like that happen. Stay on top of it.
Thank you. Any other public comments on our...
Yes, I'm still John Cummins, delivering us again. I want to talk about on your budget, something that I talked about when the budget was first formulated, and that was the admin allocation coming out of both the water and the sewer fund. I thought at that time it was an exorbitant amount of money to go to admin from funds that were meant to keep our sewer and water lines running and like that, and I really thought it was unfair to take that much from operations and place it in admin. Well, it's been kind of vindicated in this report because after three quarters, you guys haven't spent any money in the allocation. And so that's good because that shows that the admin folks haven't tried to do a money grab with it. But the other side of it is it's a problem because the operations guys don't have access to that money. And I remember Mr. Ogren had mentioned that it was a result of an old formula. That, and it was true, it was an old formula where they just automatically took 7% out of water and sewer and ran it to admin. And my recommendation, or I was hoping that the board would consider at that time, to change that. Because now what you have is money that you don't need for admin that's really paid for sewer and for water maintenance. And it's locked up in admin and not even being used by admin and probably won't be used by admin. So maybe in the finance committee we can do something to free that money up for Tony and his guys. You know, you have this lateral program. This lateral program is very expensive. Imagine having that $300,000 that's not being used at all available for your lateral program. That would, you know, you could put that in the lateral program and save us all $5 a month or whatever it is you wanted to charge for the lateral program. But the fact is the money's that are at that show their item number 376 in the sewer and water fund. They show admin allocation. They're not being used by admin. I didn't expect them to be used by admin. It's just an old formula that needs to be corrected. But the sooner you do that, the sooner money will be available for your water and sewer operation. And we can get some more done in our water and sewer. Okay?
Thank you.
That's all I have.
Thank you. Seeing nobody come forward, I move to 9A, introduction of a resolution approving the report on public facilities fees dated April 12, 2017, making findings required by the Mitigation Fee Act and setting of a public hearing for May 10, 2017 to consider an approval.
Okay, thank you, President White, members of the board. This is essentially, as your board remembers, the action today is essentially to set a hearing on this matter. Without going over everything that's in the staff report, which I think is very comprehensive, your board is, as you recall, in February you approved an agreement with the County of San Luis Obispo for the collection of public facility fees. Those fees are collected by the county and directed for firefighting and emergency services. Accordance with the government code, your board needs to set a hearing to consider the adoption of a resolution, and then the resolution identifies findings of fact as to the purpose, use, and then the relationship of the fees for the services from the new development. And really, with your resolution, and we have posted this, I know Mr. Ogren's posted in staff, right? This is posted on the website, the report. on public facilities fees dated April 12th, 2017, very comprehensive, and it provides all the findings of fact necessary to support the resolution. So subject to any questions your board has, the recommendation is to set the hearing for May 10th.
Mm-hmm. It is an exhaustive report, very well done.
I was amazed at the amount of support that goes into allowing a public entity like ours to spend our public facilities fees. There's a very narrow line on where it can be spent and how it can be spent and when it can be spent. Mm-hmm. And the immediate goal of this is a generator that will, emergency generator that will support the sheriff's office, this building, and, this building, but both the fireside and the our offices. Mm-hmm. Any comments?
So then the recommended action would be to adopt an approved staff recommendation and set the hearing for May 10th.
I so move. Second?
I would second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carries 5-0. I feel kind of guilty for 70 pages of reports of... It's not that many. But it's for a comprehensive report that took hours to write that we just... I did read every page. Mm-hmm. Move on to item B, submittal of a sewer system management plan, the SSMP, 2016 audit, and calendar years 15 and 16. Yes, Mr. Marciano.
President White, members of the board, tonight's staff presentation on the sewer system management plan, or SSMP, will be led by Casey Stewart. The job specifications that your board approved in October 2015 provided new responsibilities for utility system operators. In January, Casey was certified as a water system operator T2 by the State Resource Control Board, and in March was promoted to utility systems operator 3. As an operator 3, his responsibilities include taking the lead on the SSMP. So here's Casey Stewart to cover the SSMP with you.
Thank you, Mr. Stewart.
President White, members of the board, tonight's item on the SSMP is a receive and file. There's no action required. Every 2 years, we're required to do an internal audit on our sewer system management plan. The audit is attached to your agenda and will be transmitted to staff of the Regional Water Quality Control Board. Every 5 years, we're required to do a formal update on the SSMP with your board. The last update was in 2015. The next will be in 2020. The purpose of the biannual audit is to force us to take a look at the SSMP, which includes guidance and procedures on a wide range of efforts covering our sewage collection system. What are we doing, and are we doing what we said we would be doing? Are we reporting incidences and events to the regulatory agencies that we are supposed to report? So for my verbal presentation, I'm going to briefly cover the elements of the SSMP and our audit findings. So you guys have a double-sided sheet that's actually summarized on page 95 of the agenda. But you guys should have a quick and easy sheet. It says sewer system management plan and then has 11 elements on it.
Yes, we do.
So with our audit findings, we found that 3 fog customers missed one of the 2 semi-annual inspections. So staff's putting together a system to monitor the inspections with the South San Luis Obispo County Sanitary District to monitor more closely. 0 notices of violation occurred during the audit period for customer noncompliance with fog requirements. The district's SSMP included a goal for staff to report to the board each year for the status of the objective performance measurements from the prior year. The goal was not met in 2016 for calendar year 15. The goal is not a regulatory reporting requirement. So staff's going to include an annual report for the year's prior odd-numbered calendar year as part of an operations report on the board agenda in a future even-number calendar year. The district's administrative files were not established after the SSMP audit for 2015. Those files have now been set up. An update to the district's organizational chart was needed as a result of the deletion of the office manager position and the creation of the business and accounting manager position. Changes in also the account clerks to being account administrators. Those changes have been made. An update to contact information for district staff. Those changes have been made. The district has not completed a comprehensive capital improvement program for the sewer system. Work's ongoing for this, and based on the board's direction from 2016, the current focus is the lateral replacement program. We're doing map updates to reflect new high maintenance areas. We just discover new stuff like this as we're out jetting, we're getting different customer service calls. So this is something that we're going to work with the district engineer to get put on our map. We've got a date set for June 1st to have these changes made. Maintenance records, a maintenance record form for lateral cleaning needed to be added to the paperwork that we already have to document our jetting program. The form's been created. We're going to start using it immediately. We needed to generate a comprehensive rehabilitation and replacement plan. It's still required and is identified as a 2015 goal of pro forma, so we're just kind of putting those two together. We also needed to add a current version of the SSMP to the district's website, which is now done. You guys have any questions on any of that?
Well done.
Oh, yeah, thank you. You can tell I don't get up here every day. I'm trying. Bear with me.
Oh, you're not nervous.
No, not at all. So overall, we went from 28 findings covering two pages in the previous audit to 10 in this audit. As a quick recap, three fog customers missed their second inspection. The sanitation district currently performs fog work, and we're just going to be checking and working more closely with them as we continue just to make sure we don't slip up on these things.
Mr. Stewart, may I ask a question about that?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I just wonder what it would take for this agency to do our own fog inspections. And I suspect it would take money. But
I believe it takes more time than actual money.
Okay, so more people.
Yes. Or just time pulled away from other items for us to move to fog.
Yeah. Although I see that we've had no challenges. I remember one really bad fog incident where you dug up a street or dug up a vacant lot or something a couple of years ago. I don't know.
I don't recall the event.
So if we haven't had any challenges, it's not much of a...
No, and with the continued maintenance on our efforts, like with the jetting and with the lateral program, we're really able to self-identify a lot of these problems. And when we can't self-identify them and the customers and the public let us know about something, it immediately gets added to the list, to either the jetting list or to the lateral list. And it's either, I mean, we check these things monthly, quarterly, to make sure we're staying on top of them.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking that we certainly need to watch the businesses that contribute to the potential for a real challenge.
For an issue, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. So moving forward, we are putting more checks and balances in to keep track of what's actually happening with fog since another party is performing the fog duties for us.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you.
Ma'am. So what we have is... with my recap is that the district administrative files had not been established, but they're now done, thanks to a lot of help from Nicole. An update to the district's organizational chart was not done after the changes in titles and the new position for the business and accounting manager. That's now done. update on contact information was needed. That's now been completed. The district work on CIP is ongoing. It's not much of an audit finding, but it's more of a note that we're focusing our time right now on the lateral program. We've completed about 80% of the community, and Celia had Tyler put a field into the program so that we can track cleanouts on a customer-by-customer basis, so we know who at what house has a cleanout at the property line before we even go out there. Let's see. Sewer system infrastructure maps have our existing and are now going to have our newly found high-maintenance areas added to them. We needed to add some maintenance records to keep track of our high-maintenance laterals. We've done so. We still want a comprehensive rehabilitation and replacement program, which seems redundant to the CIP program, but it's intended to focus more on work that we can do as a crew rather than stuff that we contract out. Our focus at this time, in addition to jetting, is to better develop the lateral program. We have put the SSMP on the web. Later, Carrie's going to be discussing upgrading the web. In summary, we have normal paperwork updates that we needed to do and are setting up our administrative files. We missed the fact that the sanitation district missed 3 fog inspections, but everything else in the field went well. We have 100% compliance with regulatory reporting requirements, 100% compliance with our jetting and maintenance requirements, and we were making forward progress on the lateral program. In regards to the lateral program, once we've completed our survey of the cleanouts, we will develop cost estimates to install cleanouts where they're missing. We're going to identify laterals and cost estimates for those that we believe should be replaced. We'll break it down high priority, medium priority, things that can wait and go on over time. Return to your board with the lateral program and costs. Timing is next fiscal year. We hope to have these systems developed and in place by the end of this calendar year for the lateral program. That concludes what I have to say for the SSMP. If you guys have any questions, I'm happy to answer.
Thank you.
I did have one question on so the audit findings, number 9, generate a comprehensive rehabilitation replacement plan, still required and identified as 2015. Can you just clarify that? Is that a plan for the infrastructure portion or?
For number 6.
Number 9.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because it said it was a 2015 district goal.
So in 2015, we had a goal known as the pro forma, which we basically just went around to anything and everything that we had, and we found out what it would cost to replace it if we had to right then and there as kind of a program to get into a better situation to plan down the road.
Right.
Hey, we just bought this new truck, but we know trucks don't last forever. Probably going to have to replace this in 15 years. And try to get an idea of what it costs then and kind of better budget for it. So it's, from my eyes, it's kind of like just keeping track of all our equipment that we have now, further equipment needs, and just being able to not treat things as an emergency if a truck goes down or a piece of equipment goes down, and just to kind of better get a plan out there for replacements and acquiring new and better equipment.
Okay, so it's equipment specific?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. That's my only question.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, thank you very much.
Mr. Marciano?
President White, you are correct regarding the fog issue we had that was at the Elks Lodge. And that was prior to the sanitation district having our fog program. We did have a fog incident.
Yeah.
It was about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
You have a great memory.
Well.
So we did have the fog issue.
Yeah. So we haven't had any since then. So that's.
Correct.
So obviously the two agencies working together probably are doing a very good job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nine C, review of the district budget status as of March 30, 31st, 2017, authorized general manager to issue purchase orders to replace a heating air conditioning unit, meter reading equipment, and provide an upgrade to the district website. And I believe Ms. Cazziola is in charge of that one.
President White, members of the board, we have the third quarter budget review with recommendations of the budget savings in item 9C. Attached are the budget worksheets. I'm going to summarize the noteworthy items. The budget worksheets have the 2016-17 budget and have been adjusted for the board-approved budget adjustments. Those budget adjustments are listed out in the attached spreadsheet in a chronological order. The projection is where the district is expected to stand at quarter four. And with that said, the overall funds are tracking consistently with the 2016-17 budget, and no budget adjustments are needed at this time. This district has been managing the budget conservatively for the first three quarters to see where the savings could cover costs for equipment and CIP, and that is a part of our recommendation to the board tonight. The equipment and CIP projects have been incorporated into the projection column to show how the district's budget savings would cover those costs. And they have been highlighted in red. So starting with the general fund, revenues are just as expected. The first installment of property taxes came through at the end of December, and they're right at 60%, and the rest are due to come in April. Expenditures have a few line items that are running high, and but there's also savings in other line items. Some of the front-loaded expenses are the ones that have been expensed at the beginning of the year, and no other costs are going to come through for the remainder of the year, and that's why they look like they are at 100%, that is exactly where they should be. An example of that is the LAFCO payment, our PERS UAL payment, our boot allowance, our election expense, the membership expense, and our liability insurance. With the renewal in December, we moved our renewal date to April of 2018, and that gives us 9 months of prepaid for that line item. So some of that is related to the fiscal year 17-18, so that's why it's up a little bit. Other expenditures running over are communication, clothing, and outside utility billing. These have all been expensed to the general fund and nothing to the operating funds. And at the end of the year, those will be allocated out through the admin allocation, which have actually it has been brought up, but we are meeting with Caliber on our 2015-16 audit on May 3rd. So right before then will be a good time for us to do the analysis to bring back to the board. So that's an item I know we've said we'd bring back to you. So that is scheduled. Another item that's been coming in high is our information technology support. This year, we've had a lot of ongoing network issues. We had to replace our router, our server, and then cover all the labor costs that went along with that. Our front computer and handhelds that our operators use have been failing a lot, so they've come in and done a lot of work with that. And by the end of the year, we are expecting IT to reach up to $11,000. But this excess will be covered by our savings on board member stipends. So thank you for that. Our audit expense has incurred more than the $20,000 that was budgeted for 2016-17, and that's because the engagement letter that we had approved by the board came in at $24,000, and the excess costs are related to two special audit items, the GASB 68 and the Sheriff's Building Analysis that we had them work on. So another line item would be the board member training and travel, and that's because we're all signed up to go to the CSDA leadership meeting, and then you guys all applied for the scholarship, and it was granted to us. So once we attend, we will get that money back, so that line item will be right as we expected. On page two of the general fund expenditures, we have incorporated the funds for the new website. So that can be developed by the savings we have in the outside utility billing and the maintenance on structures. All things considered, it does seem pretty close, but our website quote came in at $8,000. We put in $9,500 just in case, and we plan on keeping our old one up so we can save on integrating and just linking back to the old one. This will help because one day we hope one that people will be able to pay their bills online with the new website, which a lot of people do come in and ask if it's capable, and we currently aren't. Mm-hmm. So, next, fires tracking consistently with the budget. Our invoice from Five City Fire is expected, and then we'll be right at the 75%. Minor expenses that came in the fire budget were due to the Oceana card room, and those will be covered by the savings we have on the utility expense on that fund. The lighting fund has a savings with all the new LED lights that we've installed. The district is expected to save $7,000 there on utilities. And we've actually communicated with the Energy Watch program with the county, and they're going to come back in and do another audit on other items they can replace to save us. So that'll be coming in the future. So then with the facilities fund, our rent with the sheriff station is tracked in there, and that is right as expected. Expenditures we've saved on is maintenance on structures, because the only large item we had to pay for this year so far was the tenting on the sheriff building in December. And with the savings we have in there, that's how we would like to fund the new HVAC system that we are requesting from the board. It's been out since December, but we haven't really noticed because it's been cold. But as summer comes in, we will definitely need our HVAC back. The budget allows for us to fund this with the savings we have on the maintenance on structures, and we have $5,700 in contingencies that can also help with that funding. We received 3 bids on the HVAC, which we also included. The third bid didn't do prevailing wages, so we didn't include it because we wouldn't be able to use them. So, and Connects is the current provider we have. So, equipment fund is where we receive contributions from all the operating funds for the use of the equipment, and that'll be a journal entry that we do at the end of the year. So currently there's nothing in it, but those will be right on track once we do that. So now to the water fund, where it shows we have 79% of our revenues. We've received 5 of our 6 billing periods that we do during the year for our 6 billing cycles, and we should be at 83%, seeing as that we've received 5 of the 6. But that would leave us at 3% under the budgeted amount that we expected, and this is due to the conservation in the community. When we did the budget, we expected 20% conservation, and Oceano continues to conserve higher than that, which is a good thing. So, but the shortfalls that are covered by our water expenditure savings, which I'll get to. We've also received a lot of new development fees that have come through this year. We've collected a lot on Lopez, State, front footage, and capacity fees, and a lot of this is due to CHC down the street. And this is beneficial because those revenues can be dedicated to capital improvements and infrastructures. Water expenditures have a few noteworthy items. Memberships are a front-load expense, so they are 100% expense because we pay our CRWA membership at the beginning of the year. Our contract engineering and other reimbursables are running over because lots of private developers have come in, and we collect those fees through reimbursable agreements. And those reimbursable agreements were placed in 2014 to cover the district's costs that are incurred, because we will receive those back from the developers. The Highway 1 drainage project is coming in higher due to the soft cost, and we expected that because the budget savings would cover those soft costs that were incurred with that project with the county. The NCMA costs are also high. This is due to work efforts after the 2006 motion from the cities and the increased cost on the annual reporting to SGMA. So those will be covered also by the water. State water. Now this is where we see our large savings. This is because our budgeted amount of state water was from the 2014 numbers, and that analysis will also cover our drought buffers, which is all good news because it will help us save on those short fall in revenue that we saw from the conservation, so that all worked out. Utilities and water are low due to us not pumping, and that savings also will help offset our revenue shortfall. So the three items we've recommended for purchase in the water fund are the handhelds, the yard for the roof, and the CIP also to be done for the roof, or to the, not the roof, but the actual yard. The meter reading handhelds are for our operators, and staff is recommending to go with Alexis, which is our current provider. They will let staff also trade in the handhelds we currently have for a credit of $1,500. And also our handhelds will be under warranty for 15 months, and we won't be required to pay the monthly maintenance fee during those 15 months. So that cost will be covered by the large savings we have in state water. The facilities CIP is for the RFP evaluation that was approved by the board for the yard. That proportion related to the water will also be covered by the large savings in the state water payment that we have. The roof for the yard came in at $7,200, and the roof, we also got the admin and fire building done, but that was at $44,000, so we would have to come back to you in quarter one of 2017-18 for that, so we're not requesting that, just the yard for the roof at the $7,200, and we would do that with the large savings we have in maintenance and structures, since it is one of our structures for water. So we have sewer revenues, which are right on track, and just like the water fund, has received 5 of the 6 billing periods we would have expected to see, and because it's a fixed fee on all customers' utility billing, we expect it right at the 82 where it's at. For expenditures in contract engineering and maintenance, that ran over on the expenditure line because there was a job on Basin Street where our utility operators had to go back and fix last September. Just like in the water fund, the drainage improvement project shows the soft costs that were covered in our budget savings. And the recommendations to the board for the sewer fund would be the portion of the yard's roof to be covered by the savings and maintenance, and for the facility CIP to be covered by the CIP line that has gone untouched for the entire fiscal year. The garbage fund. This is where we keep our facilities fee or franchise fees from the South County Sanitary Services District, or not district, but Inc., so the garbage company that we partner with. And that's right on track at 75%. There was an unbudgeted revenue that was unanticipated called the landfill savings payment, but that was a part of the franchise agreement. It just wasn't unbudgeted, so that has been able to keep our Oceano Green program that we've been working towards, so it's been able to cover that. With our savings in the garbage fund, we plan to invest in a garbage claw for the backhoe that would help out with situations like the Oceano Card Room fire or the condemnation on Pier Avenue, where it could remove bigger items, because South County Sanitary Services, Inc., they won't take anything if it isn't bagged. So if we were able to grab bigger items and remove them, that would be helpful. And we would fund that with the signage and cans that we, our line item, which we haven't used the full amount because our old intern, Cody, he was able to save us a lot of cost on those. So with this said, in conclusion, the quarter three budget update is a receive and file with no board action. But at the appropriate time, the recommendation would be for the approval to authorize the general manager to issue purchase orders for the replacement of the HVAC unit, the meter reading handhelds, and the website, or as modified that your board deems appropriate. And that's only because the roof on the yard is under the $7,500 that needs the approval, and then the CIP for the yard has already been authorized by the board previously, but we'll come back when we actually get the RFP. And then the garbage claw, we will come back when Tony comes back with the backhoe. So.
Thank you very much. Yes. Questions?
Everybody's looking at me.
Yeah. Sorry.
I guess to kind of follow up with, you know, Mr. Clemens had brought forward, I know he's brought it forward before, and I know Mr. Ogren's also kind of discussed it. Are we going to have a budget review for next, I think in June or something, I think he's mentioned?
Right, yeah. Okay. So the final, but your 17-18 budget was already adopted with this, because it was a two-year budget.
Right, right.
But I know we want to come back to you with the admin allocation, and with us scheduling that calibers to come in, so we're going to do the admin allocation for the 2015 audit, and that would be the best time for us to do that analysis with that and then move forward and bring it to your board.
Okay, okay. Because I think at that time, too, because discussing as far as what, if we were to look at that sewer fund change, what it would impact in another fund, and then how we would have to, you know, so I think all that discussion, I think, would be good to have at the appropriate yes. time when that comes up. So I'll let somebody else talk if they want.
I have no questions.
I think it's good. Everything looks like we're moving in the right direction without sweating bullets. But, these things are going to have to be fixed, like the HVAC and all that type of thing. So I think this would be a good time to do it when we have a little bit of extra funding to do it and not waste it somewhere else.
I guess I would like to add, too, I was actually really excited when I saw the district website come up. I was not expecting that when it came on the agenda for this meeting. But, I'm really excited with what we, you know, moving forward because, you know, I think we all know and agree with where our current website is at. But I'm excited, too, even to talk with Mr. Ogren, too, about this, that I have, a little experience when it comes to the website stuff. So, I'm excited to see, what we can do going forward. I thought the idea of having our old website linked so that way we can, if anybody needs to go back, we can go back for. Was there going to be a time limit, like a duration on the old website staying up, or was it like as long as we want to keep it out there, we can keep it out there?
Yeah. Okay. There's no time limit on that.
Is there an expense, though, that we would have with keeping that open?
Keeping it that I'd have to come back to you with.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
We don't pay any website fees to keep. There might be a little, but I can come back to you with the actual figures.
Yeah. I mean, I love the idea of at least keeping that available so that way we don't, lose mm-hmm. anything that we potentially mm-hmm. could. But having something more user friendly for all of us, I think would be great. So excited.
And we need a motion to authorize the general manager to...
Yes. You need a... President White, you need a motion to authorize your general manager as pursuant to the staff recommendation of items 2, 3, and 4, which are the expenses listed. So a motion to approve staff recommendation would be okay. Fine.
I'd move to approve the staff recommendations on items 2, 3, and 4.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carries 5-0. All right. Utility items, none. Hearing items, none. Late written communications, late written communications. Do we have anything, ladies? Nothing. Okay, future agenda items.
I guess I just, since it's the appropriate time now, I would just say that I would love to see just the current standings at the sanitation district just discussed at this board. You know, we have all our Oceano ratepayers that we need to think about too, just to discuss on this board.
Anything in particular? Just in general?
Just in general.
Okay.
And we also have professional service proposals and district policies continued. Okay. And we will also have public facilities fees action item on May 10th. Mm-hmm. So we could maybe get all that on May 10th. Okay.
Sure.
Anything else? Any other announcements? It's only 7:30.
Hey, that's a miracle. Yeah, he's here.
See how quickly we can move when Pavo's not here.
Yeah, it's like, what happened?
Yeah, but he left us. He left us 100 pages of writing. He left us. Your motion. Could I hear a motion for adjournment?
Hey, I'll make the motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. 7:23.
Now I can go have dinner.
Yes. Look at that.